Да, конечно.
Yes, of course, and thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We are most grateful to our colleagues for their comments and questions, and we're delighted that this topic is being so well received. It's something we hold dear, and we're always ready to work in this direction and to see the necessary decisions adopted. Very important. Let me try to answer the question of our distinguished colleague from France. They asked, could we give rather more precise information about the investigations conducted by our units? It must be said that it's true that Russia has a wealth of experience, and in fact, these units were set up at the end of the 19th century. They were developed much more strongly in the 60s. And this century, in 2010, they were twice modernized. So it's a flexible system, and we can quite safely say that their equipment is up to date. And the question of getting the up-to-date equipment and transport can be resolved. Apart from that, our units have two options for deployment in field conditions on the basis of mobile wards and vehicles. Our colleagues said that the vehicles might be large and you couldn't always get them transported. We do have some small ones, vehicles based on the GAZ type vehicle, which are extremely popular in many countries in the world. There's a lot of interaction that we have at the moment. In my own service in Rospotrebnadzor, we have several dozen bilateral agreements with various countries worldwide and directly with eight international projects within whose work our colleagues get assistance from other countries. On how many investigations? Well, if you're looking at the major epidemics of plague, cholera, social conflict, work in Africa, where we've had a unit dispatched and we have a scientific methodological center, you have about 130 situations, full scale, if you like. I don't even want to think about how many smaller scale ones there were. In the last few years, we've been using mobile units in order to ensure biosafety when conducting mass international events, for example. We have a monitoring capability, a situation assessment, and decision-making capability. We have about 37 people per unit, but they're based on, it depends on the situation. You can pick up the necessary number of specialists depending on need, the necessary vehicle transport or model mobile field units, and you can organize the work properly the way you wish. Colleagues also ask whether all of this means, this concept of ours means that these units would come under the ISU. Well, here, of course, it's not a simple matter. Of course, if we're talking about a convention instrument, then that unit would come under the convention. But if we're talking about the two options we referred to, one would be direct under the ISU, just the ISU. The second version, which we were looking at today and which gets the most support, is the national unit, which could be brought into action by the Secretariat were any situation to arise. Of course, It's very important how a country where receiving a unit might react. Of course, if this is an instrument under the treaty, under the convention, then you would have a methodology developed on its use. In the other case, if it were to be a national reserve which could be called upon by the ISU or the treaty, the convention, on the basis of a roster, then again you'd need some sort of methodological document, a legal basis which would allow these units to be rapidly deployed. I think a major plus in all of this can be seen in the fact that these units exist in a number of countries, not just in one country, and maybe the ISU, the Secretariat, or a group attached to the Secretariat could well act as an intermediary determining which particular unit from which particular country would be the most appropriate for any given state. But that's just an option we're discussing. This is up for discussion at the moment. So there are various versions which you can look at. I would once again thank all of those states parties who have taken part in the discussion and express the hope that together we can come up with decisions and solutions for the Ninth Review Conference. Thank you.